Lord.
Let's rise to our feet, please.
Ẹja ká dìde dúró ara.
Glory be to the name of Jesus.
Ogo ni fun oruko Jesu.
As we sing this song loud and clear.
Nígbà tí gbóhùn sókè kọrin yìí.
As we enter into our prayer sessions now.
Nígbà tí ń wọnú ìpele àdúrà wa lọ báyìí.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Ogo ni fun oruko Olúwa.
Thank you, Jesus.
O ṣeun Jesu.
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 Power must change and be my life. Hallelujah,
no matter what the devil may say.
Hallelujah,
power must change us in my life.
Hallelujah,
no matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. The final say,
Jehovah.
Let me see you turning around. Let me see you turning.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there is no way.
Oh yes,
Jehovah has the final say.
Louder now. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah
he turns my life around.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way
yes,
where yes, there is
no way. Yes, yes, yes.
Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah le dernier mot.
Qui a le dernier mot?
Jehovah le dernier mot. Jehovah change ma vie en bien. Jehovah change ma vie en bien.
Hallelujah.
Refresh your mind, la ouïe d'enfant. Jehovah le dernier mot.
Moving forward, I am moving forward. For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Yo vendo la voz, que el Señor es su santo. Yo vendo la voz, yo vendo la voz, yo vendo la voz. Aleluya.
Yo vendo la voz.
Aleluya.
Yo vendo la voz,
que el Señor es su santo.
Yo vendo la voz, yo vendo la voz, yo vendo la voz. I am moving forward.
No power can stop me.
I am moving forward.
I am going higher.
I am going higher.
I am going higher.
I am going higher.
No power can stop me.
I am going higher.
No power can stop me.
I am going higher.
Yo vendo la voz.
Yo vendo la voz.
Yo vendo la voz.
Yo vendo la voz.
No matter
what, no
no marrete ma
dove lo
Thank you for today.
Baba dupe lo yin fun ojo oni.
And thank you for the word of prophecy.
Adupe fun oro asotele.
That has gone forth for this meeting.
Jade lo lori ipade toni.
Thank you for these thousands of people you have scheduled for complete deliverance today.
Adupe mo egberun awon eniyan te ti pinu pe dani de loni.
Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Adupe wa ni oriko Jesu.
Father, now open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Please have your seat for a few minutes. This particular edition of the Power Must Change Hands and that of next month shall be devoted to the deliverance of the hands and the feet. And you must bring your own personal anointing oil to those services. Listen, there is a mystery connected to the hand.
So we're speaking for a few minutes on that mystery of the hand. But before I go any further, it is instructive to look at Luke chapter 13. Highly instructive. Because this shows us that in the spiritual realm, what you battle is not sometimes what you see. What you address may be completely, totally wrong. You may pray useless prayers. You may pray prayers that goes up and brings down nothing. You may pray untargeted prayers. This is part of why we are making special programs to target several areas. The Lord in his own wisdom has decided not to open the spiritual eyes of everybody. If he does that, the whole world will be one chaotic place. Many will go to the market, they will not be able to buy anything. Many will see people on the street, they will run away. Because of the mystery of the open eyes. Luke chapter 13. Let's draw one or two lessons from here. Luke 13, verse 10. If you are there, say yes.
Anybody sheep who been?
Yes.
Ben.
Okay. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman there which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. 18 years. I prophesy upon the life of anyone here. If you are experiencing a long-term problem, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
in that name that divided the Red Sea, in that name that stoned Goliath dead, in that name that slapped Herod with worms, I decree upon your life that long-term problem must expire now. In the name of Jesus, it must expire. It must expire. It must expire. It must expire. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold amen. And he was bowed together. And could in no wise lift up herself. If somebody bows like that now and goes to a physician, a medical doctor, they will do their x-rays,
they'll
check them up, they'll probably say something is wrong with the bone, they'll say something is wrong with this, something is wrong with that. This woman must have been to the doctors too.
It
was bowed together. Look at what happened in verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. may he call you like that today. And said unto her, woman, thou hast loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed
from thy infirmity.
So, for the first time, we could see there was a spiritual rope that tied that woman that ordinary eyes could not see. It is a different thing to say, stand straight, stand straight, stand straight.
Oh, yeah, does he? No.
Stand straight in Jesus' name.
No.
I command you to stand straight in Jesus' name. It's prayer that person is praying. But somebody looked at it and saw the rope and said, thou art loose. I speak unto somebody here today. Thou art loose from every bondage in the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me establish it so you understand where I'm going. It was at our headquarters in Lagos 10 years ago. They brought a woman almost half dead. The children dropped her at the back of the auditorium and went away. Because the doctors could not know what is wrong with her. Doctors could not find out what was wrong. They don't know what to do again. All tests were normal. But she could not stand, she could not do anything. They brought her and dropped her there. That day I got to the pulpit like this. And I got a word from the Lord. That there is a woman here. You have been tied down like a Christmas goat. I count seven.
You want to count Kadekeje?
Bruised.
By it, you see there.
And this was a woman sleeping on a bench. Immediately those words bruised came out. She jumped up. And stood. And she began to roll like this. She began to roll. She began to roll. She rolled. And then fell down. And from that moment, she was okay. When she was giving the testimony, she said, as they said, be loose. God opened her eyes. She found that she was tightly bound with rope all over. So as we said, be loose. A power was on losing the rope. As the power was on losing the rope, that's why she was turning. And when the rope finished, she fell down. And she was okay. How, what kind of wickedness is this? That people are tied with invisible ropes. This is where we are going. Bring out your hand. Look at your palm. Look at it. If you look at that palm very well, you find plenty of strange marks on it. Some look like valley. Some look like mountains. Some look like a wicked map somewhere. But as it is there, if you place it side by side with that person close to you, you find that the marks on that palm differ. There is something that God has written on our palm. I will show you the Bible now. The seal of God, that palm. That's why the fingerprinting of everybody must differ.
And that's
why some people claim that they read palm. You know, the Bible says the children of darkness, they are wiser in their own ways than the children of light. They are aware that there is information on that palm. Only that they are using occultic means to translate it. There is information on that palm. But then the enemy too can read it. And this is where we're going. Your hair represents your glory. Your eyes represents your vision. If you dream of losing your hair, somebody cutting your hair, it's your glory they are toying with. This is why women have to be very careful where they take their head to. I want to do my hair. Most of those, I want to do my hair sometimes. Is I want to donate my glory. In most times. And then when you can sit down and somebody spends 5 hours on your head. May God have mercy on you. If that person happened to be possessed, you are in trouble. So here is your glory. Eyes is your vision. Your head is your destiny. You don't joke with that.
Oh God of Shere.
Your belly button represents your inheritance. Your belly button represents your inheritance. Your hands stand for your labor and for your service. Your feet represents your dominion and your possession. It is now a tragedy when the handwriting of God on your palm, the seal of God in your hand, has been covered by the enemy, manipulated by the enemy, changed by the enemy. This is disaster. Unfortunately, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There has been no generation where there are so many ignorant pastors, ignorant bishops, ignorant overseers, ignorant superintendents. I prophesy upon you, that woman over there, the loss you are experiencing in your business as a result of the hole the enemy puts in your hand is broken now in the name of Jesus. So you, what I'm telling you is this. You may look at your hand like this. And you just see your ordinary hand. But in the spirit realm, the kind of chain, rope that tied this woman in Luke 13. May well have tied your hands. They look free to you physically. But spiritually, if they are tied, you will try. But you will not be able to do your best. I decree by the decree of heavens, every hand under bondage, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. No wonder in Psalm 144.
Abajo ninu orin Davidi ikerin le ni ogoje.
Psalm 144.
Orin Davidi ikerin le ni ogoje.
Verse 1.
Ese ikini.
Psalm 144.
Orin Davidi ikerin le ni ogoje.
Verse 1.
Ese ikini.
Blessed be the Lord my strength.
Olubukun ni Oluwa apata mi.
Which teacheth my hands to war,
and it will call war mini ogun,
and my fingers to do what?
Ati ka mi ninja.
If you have that scripture, can you read it loud and clear? Let's go.
No bibeli re ko pa lo oke.
Can you read it louder?
Lo oke.
Can you read it even louder than that?
No, okay, gidi gidi.
So your hands,
our word,
in spiritual warfare,
in ogoji jatemi,
represent strategy.
Oduro fun agbekale,
and your fingers,
awon ekare,
represent tactics.
Oduro fun ete,
in spiritual realm.
You know, Debbie.
Hands,
a war
signify power.
Oduro fun agbara.
Hands,
a war
signified authority.
Oduro fun ashe.
Hands,
a war
signifies self confidence.
Oduro fun igbekele ni inu ara eni.
If they say you are short of hands,
oba ni owo re kuru,
it means no power.
O tumo so pe ko si agbara.
If they say you have no hand,
baba ni ko lowo,
means no power.
O tumo so pe ko si agbara.
That's why the laying on of hands signifies communication, reception and transfer.
Idini e ti idawole ni to fi duro fun isopo ibara eni soro ati gbigbe agbara fun ni.
So through the hands is expressed doing, forming, use, communicating.
Nipasẹ owo la fi nse agbekale lilo sise dan kan ati ibara eni soro.
The working strength of the body is exerted by the hand.
Owo lo mu ki okun ti ara fi nse yoju.
The skill and wisdom of work by the body is also exerted by the hand.
Ogbon ise sise ni pelu gbogbo ara eniyan owo lo nse.
Every employment
gbogbo ise
has its own peculiar motions.
Lo ni awon igbese to tayo tabi to wa fun ohun.
To which the hands and fingers must be trained.
Nipase ni lati le se gbogbo nkan won ya sin lati ko owo ati ika lawon ise na.
That's why in that country where they were cutting off people's arms, they were doing terrible damage to their destiny.
Idi ni en to fi je pe ni orile ede kan bayi ti won ge owo awon eyan kuro nigba ogun.
By training the hands,
it
can acquire skills. So the human hand, as a creation of God, is full of many symbolic meanings.
Owo eniyan gege bi iseda Olorun o ni awon nkan pupo to tayo nipa re.
God made the hands and gave each hand a unique identity.
Olorun da owo kokan, Olorun si fun owo kokan ni idanimo tara re loto.
There are no two sets of fingerprints anywhere in the world.
Ko si ti te ika kan to ba te lomiran muri ni gbogbo agbaye.
Each hand has five fingers.
Owo kokan ni ika marun.
Five is the number of grace.
Ikarun ohun ni number ore ofe.
And there are two hands.
Owo meji si ni.
One to help the other.
Okan lati ran ikeji lowo.
With those two hands,
pelu owo mejeji yen,
there are 10 fingers.
O je ika mewa.
10 is a number for law and establishment.
Number ikewa ni number ofin ati ifidimule.
And if we check those fingers very well,
o wa si farabale ye awon ika won yen wo.
There are 15 finger joints in each hand.
O ri pe ni owo kokan igun And that
number is a number for a covering.
The
hands are used for manual labor.
The
fingers are used for writing, pointing, feeling, touching.
There
are strange lines in our hand, like I told
you. They
may look similar, but there is plenty of variation. Symbols of crosses, pits, mountains, spots over there. So God's gift, God's special talents, are recorded in the hand.
In Job
37,
Job 37,
verse
7.
Job 37,
7.
He sealed up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. God set his seal on the hand of every man. The seal that God sets on the hand are those fingerprints which are unique and they identify the individual.
And
God begins to create that hand in the womb. And from the cells that are passed down from our parents.
If
God can open your eyes in the spirit,
you will
now see all kinds of spiritual problems associated with the hands.
Oh, wari oniruru isoro temi to soko mo owo.
People dress well. They look neat physically. But in the spirit realm, they may be haggard and ugly.
Some
actually smell in the spirit realm. So in the spirit realm, plenty of things can go wrong with those hands. And this is where we need the anointing that you brought. And we need the prayers. The hands can be wounded. There can be holes there. It can be disfigured. It can be defiled or polluted. The enemy may introduce cobwebs upon it. There may be dark rings on your finger that you are not aware of. A lot of people are wearing wedding rings they don't know about. And so getting married becomes a problem. The hands may be in handcuffs. It may be in chain. It may be painted. It may be stained with blood. It may have dark gloves upon it. It may be tied with a rope. It may be unprofitably occupied.
They
are using your hands to work, but you don't know. It may be a candidate of dark surgery. It may be exchanged. It may be transferred. It may be manipulated.
I'm
talking about the hands now. It may be cursed. It may actually be glued together. So you can't operate. It won't be glued physically like this.
It's
in the spirit realm. May be covered with sin and iniquity. It may become weak and powerless. May become sick. It may be disfigured. It may be eaten by insects or other animals. It may be made slippery. Everything is just slippery. It may have abnormal size. It may have boils. It may be paralyzed. It may stink. It may just be vibrating uncontrollably. It may be unstable. It may be restless. It may actually be folded to the back. It may be blackened. It may be bandaged. Then wickedly, the fingerprints will be cleared off. So the destiny of the person will be stammering and will have no meaning. It may be rotting and decaying. There may be pins attached to it. And once there is a problem like this, the hand is being remotely controlled, is diseased, then problems, failure, loss of good things, strange loss of money, destructive or demoting anointing, success famine, the spirit of death killing anything the person touches. Either poor job, no job, or demoting jobs. Failure to gather. Good ideas but no performance. Ability to start but no power to finish. Constant business failures. Bad luck. Always below expectation. It is evidence that the hands needs to be delivered. Let me tell you something. If you will pray the prayers of today, you will anoint the hands as instructed and pray the prayers. This is what is going to happen. The problems that consume others shall not consume you. Then all those satanic serpents that have swallowed your glory, he shall be forced to vomit them. Then the angels of the living God will now move against those powers delaying your breakthroughs. And your past errors shall become promotion. And what is killing others will uplift you. And the altars of stagnation shall be broken down. And the God of the impossible, the God who can do the impossible, the God in whose dictionary there is nothing like impossibility, will now begin to move on your behalf. What do you need to do today? You need to surrender your life to Jesus if you have not done so before. And then you need to pray with boiling, merciless, reckless aggression upon your hands.
And I want to give you one assurance.
There is no way you are going to pray this prayer and you will not have testimonies.